This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.
Hey, this is Roy Richardson, and this is the One-Off Technology Podcast, and wow, that's the wrong camera. Let's try that one. How is everybody doing tonight? Thank you so much for coming out. This is the live version of the One-Off Technology Podcast. Also, there is an audio version of this podcast. If you go out and go to Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, you'll find the podcast out there as well. So if you're more of an audio kind of person, I try to trim it down and take all the YouTube fun out of it. But hopefully I don't take all the fun out of it. So anyway, no. Anyway, and I cover a lot of the same topics. Sometimes I'll add some bonuses to the podcast, but I also add lots of bonuses here as well. Welcome tonight. Tonight, the big topic is update Google Chrome browser now. So there is a vulnerability that has been found out in the wild. They often call a zero-day that affects the WebGL, which is basically an API that's used by JavaScript to communicate back and forth inside the browser. And, well, hackers out there in the wild have found a way to exploit this. So, update Chrome. And I often go see people's desk, I see people's computers, and Chrome is screaming for an update. It's up there in the corner. It says, please, please subscribe. Please subscribe. I was gonna dance. I really was. Hey Sarah, thanks for stopping by. So anyway, you definitely need to update Chrome browser, and so I thought I'd do like a really quick demo and show you how to update Chrome. It's super easy. It really is. If I can do it, anybody can, right? So let's see what happens. I love the magic of going live, because sometimes what you want on the screen isn't what's on the screen. Now, hey, let's go find the right window here. Ta-da! Okay, so if we open up, here's the Chrome browser. This is on macOS. In just a second, I'll show you exactly how to do it on Windows as well, but it is identical. Here, you go up in the corner here and go to Help and About, and it's going to go check for updates right there. And so I'm running the latest right now. You need to be running 910.447.2.114, which is the version that I'm running on here. That is a version that you want to be running right now. If there was a new version of the Chrome browser, it would prompt you right there. It would actually say downloading, and it would be a little spinner. And then it would finally, after it downloads the update, it would have a relaunch button. If sometimes, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I find on macOS that sometimes Chrome just breaks. So if you go to google.com/Chrome, you can go and you can actually hit the update button here to see if it'll make it happy. And then sometimes on macOS, sometimes you just have to download Chrome again. And that would just be a matter of hitting that button. And of course, if you're familiar with installing software on a Mac, just copy it into your applications folder and it'll say, do you want to copy over? And life is good. And it'll remember all your settings because that's stored in your library. So everything's great there. Now, let me show you how this magic would work if we went over to Windows 10. So here we are. This is Windows 10, and it's the same deal. I go to Help and About Chrome, and the same thing, of course. I'm running the latest version of it right here, so life is good there. Now, the other point I want to make, though, is that we should always secure our computers at all times by keeping the latest updates, whether it's macOS or Windows. Here on Windows, you can just type Windows Update in your search bar and click on Check for Updates. I already got it running, and it's already checked today even. But I can go, and it will go out and look for updates for your computer. And so that's what you want to do. Da-da-da. Don't you love when? There we go. That was a slow uptick there. Hey, show the screen I'm on. So anyway, So this is how you would do updates on Windows, and it would go and download. So it's actually downloading, and then it's going to give you an option to install it. If it needs a reboot, it will notify you and say, hey, you might want to reboot. And so it will. It will when you hit the button to say go ahead and reboot. Of course, you want to make sure you saved anything you got open. Luckily, Windows is much like macOS now, where it does a better job of reopening the same apps that you had open before you rebooted. I remember the days when it rebooted and it just came back and it said, I don't know what you were doing before, but I'm not bringing any of that stuff back. And so definitely want to save anything you have open. So it's going out, it's going to go download those updates. But the point being is that you want to do updates on your computer. Now, bouncing back over to the Mac, we go up here and let's see if it's going to cooperate with me. Come on, let's go to the magic of screens. If I go to About This Mac, you will see Software Update. So if you click on the Software Update button, it will go out and see if there are any updates available for your Mac. The key thing here is that hackers all the time are trying to come out with ways to get into your computer, and OS vendors like Microsoft and Apple do everything they can to try to stay ahead. But a lot of times they're being reactionary, and so they will go and find something that's been broken, and they will release an update for it. So right now I'm running the latest and greatest version of macOS Big Sur 11.4 because I am religious about updating my devices. This also applies to good old-fashioned your iPhone. So your iPhone and your Android phone. I have an Android phone here somewhere. Hey, it ran away. Anyway, the problem is that Android is such a splintered OS. Every vendor treats the operating system differently. And so if you don't have a phone that keeps up with the updates, then sadly, Android kind of gets left behind. But iOS has always done a great job of keeping the phone up to date. And if you go to settings on your phone, and I can even share that to break out some good old NDI. And I didn't prep this ahead of time because, well, you know, sometimes magic just happens. And let's start that. Start broadcast. All right. And thank you all for being patient. So here we go. I'm going to go. Here's my purple phone. All right. So here we are in settings on an iPhone. And if you go to general and go to software update, then it's going to go check for, see if there's any updates available. And of course, as I just demonstrated, I'm very faithful in keeping my devices up to date. Sometimes that backfires. Sometimes every once in a while, a bad update will make it into the mix and you wind up with a broken device and then you're sad. It makes you sad and you're like, my phone is broke. But that doesn't usually happen on phones, but it does happen occasionally on Windows and macOS. They'll release a bad update, but they're usually good at coming out really quickly for an update to fix that or release articles. So maybe the best advice is maybe wait. If you keep up with when Microsoft comes out, there's a Patch Tuesday once a month that comes out. And during that Patch Tuesday, they release all those patches. You can conceivably wait, at least you can wait a week and see what happens to make sure that those updates have not been negative. You know, and the internet will pounce on it, and Microsoft, of course, will do everything they can to fix it. And so you can sometimes afford to wait a week. In the case of Chrome browser, well, this is the seventh zero-day attack that's been found in the last couple of months. So you'll notice that Chrome has been updating a lot, which that's great. It just kind of makes you think, wow, hackers must really be targeting Chrome right now. So kind of makes you wonder what browser to stick with. I'm still a huge fan of Chrome, and they've done a pretty good job protecting me. But I do run a lot of plugins to kind of block stuff like Web of Trust, which unfortunately became a paid thing. So yeah, in the case of Mac OS, yeah, as Mommy God said, she waits for her cell phone until it arrives. Yeah. Sometimes you may have software you depend on, and if it's so critical to your business, you can't afford to immediately do updates. Like, for example, I run Ecamm, and the guys that make Ecamm do a fantastic job of keeping up with the updates that macOS comes out with. But sometimes macOS updates a little quicker because there was a security thing found, and so they'll patch it, and then Ecamm suddenly doesn't work for a couple of days. Of course, the guys are diligent to get out there. You know, that sometimes happens to Adobe Photoshop and other apps like that. So if your livelihood depends on applications that run on your computer, you kind of have to go and catch up with the updates. Hey, thanks so much for the kudos there. So that's what I wanted to talk about today as far as getting updates done. The other part I want to stress is antivirus. And so in the Windows world, Microsoft Defender comes free with the OS. And while it's not the best antivirus, it is the best free antivirus you can get your hands on. And they do a pretty decent job of keeping up to date. So if you are a Windows user, just verify that you indeed have Windows Defender running on your computer. It's going to be in a mood and show me here. I'll show you really quick. Another quick demo. Yeah, it's demo day. Yay, fun times. All right. So if we go here and click here on the little trial right here, you should see, well, it's because I opened it. Now it's not showing there. Hang on. Here's a little shield. Of course, my fat head's in the way. So let's move my fat head from in front of there. Okay, there we go. Hey, you stay over there, Roy, okay? I'm trying to show something here. So click right here on this shield. It's called Windows Security. And okay, so right here wants me to set up OneDrive. I don't have OneDrive going. But I do have the latest version of our threat detection. See, it just did definitions. What's today's date? yesterday. And so it does a good job. It ran a quick scan literally 25 minutes ago. And so it scanned at me, so no actions needed. So, and this comes with Windows for free. And it's pretty good. However, if you need something more, I would suggest Norton. Norton is amazing. I'm also a huge fan of McAfee. McAfee has pulled me personally out of the fire many times by blocking really nefarious things. And so it's hard for me not to be a big fan of McAfee. It doesn't always come up as a top virus engine, antivirus engine from Tom's Hardware and other sites like that. But then sometimes it does. There's a competition. Those guys are fighting a war against hackers, and so they're always changing back and forth to see if they can be the top dog. I will say Bitdefender gets a lot of kudos in the Mac space. I personally have had a miserable time with Bitdefender, but I was running an older Mac, an Intel-based Mac, and so it could be my Mac just wasn't fast enough at the time to handle trying to do all the cool stuff I wanted to do and scan for viruses in the background. It never found the virus on my computer anyway, but I'm usually really good at trying to stay away from the various websites. Granted, we're not perfect. We're going to hit something bad sometimes, but you really have to try. Shield with the exclamation point. It's because it wants me to set up the app security protection. It also wants me to set up my OneDrive, and I don't have OneDrive set up on that computer under that profile right now. I have it under demo profile, so I don't have all the cool stuff all set up like I normally do. All right, so going back to me. Hey, all right, so that is what I wanted to cover about that. Now, chapter 2. So here it is. The last day of Amazon Prime Day as we're going live here. By the way, somebody was asking me why was there a shield and exclamation point on the on Microsoft Security? And that was because I don't have OneDrive set up and I was under a demo profile. If you have OneDrive set up, that should be no exclamation point. Should all be happy? That's what yours shows, okay? It's like, that's what mine shows. It's not happy because I don't have OneDrive set up. There's also more settings you can set to like isolate applications, but I will tell you that causes some problems. Anyway, all right. Chapter 2, I want to talk about, here it is, Amazon Prime Day and second day of Amazon Prime. And everybody's been going out trying to find all these deals. Did you realize how many fake reviews lots and lots of products that you purchase on Amazon have? And so I want to show you a website that goes through and attempts to kind of show you what's fake and what's not. Okay. So let's go to the magic of, all right, here it is. So this is fakespot.com, and if you go to /analyzer, here, let's give it a chapter 2, because there it is, I got all chapter 2 all blocking up the way there. Get out of the way. All right. So anyway, here you go and find a product on Amazon that you're looking at. For example, I decided to go get a link for some AirPods and paste it in. And I thought, well, this ought to come up really good. You know, Amazon's a well-reviewed product. And so this site's really not as great as I thought it would be. PC World said this is a great site for spotting fake websites. And so here it says, well, I'll give it a D, but then when you go look through the reviews, the point being is that I personally know that vendors out there will reach out to reviewers and say, hey, we're going to send you a product and we'll pay you for it. And then you go and buy it on Amazon so that you show up as a verified purchaser and then please review our product. So what? Yeah. So it's so important to vendors, especially small companies, to get good reviews on Amazon, because this is their way of making money, that they will literally go and pay people to review their products, and they'll give them the money so that they go out and purchase the product, so they show up as a verified purchaser, and then they write a review. So oftentimes it's like, what? Yes, exactly. This is true. And so you have to be very careful out there. Be very careful out there about buying products when you go to Amazon, and you need to be a smart shopper and read through the reviews. I always discount the 5-star ones right off the bat. I highly recommend discounting the 5-star reviews. I also discount the 1-star reviews. Sometimes people rage quit products on Amazon. I am so mad. 1-star. I'd give you negative stars if I could, because when I got it, it was damaged. It failed. It was terrible. I can't believe you shipped me that product. So I always find the truth lies in the middle, somewhere between a 2-star and a 4-star review. And so those are the kind of things you're looking for. The other thing to kind of have faith in products is, now, of course, you know, if it's an Amazon product, it's going to say shipped by Amazon. But you want to go look for products that are shipped directly by Amazon. So let's just go find Prime Day deals. Let's go find a deal here. Of course, we don't want to pick any Amazon products because, yeah, I really do bet those are probably shipped by Amazon. And so, of course, everything's going to be difficult today. Yeah, I got it. I have so many plugins to try to make Amazon a really cool site for me so that I get good deals. I'm really a cheap person at heart. I'm just going to tell you in case you didn't know. I want a bargain. I want the deal, man. I want the deal. But you want to look for products that are shipped by Amazon. That means Amazon stands behind the product. And so, of course, it helps if I show my screen. It means that Amazon stands behind a product enough to have it in stock and they ship it. Now, see right here, you know, Fake, I have the plugin. So FakeSpot has a plugin that you can install. And I've just started playing around with it today. Of course, you'll notice that here says a D rating. So already I'm kind of like, maybe this FakeSpot isn't the cup of tea that PC World said it was. And the best bet, though, is you just want to go look through and see who's shipping it. You'll notice lots and lots of companies with crazy names. And the other thing you'll notice, I have purchased products before from Amazon from one vendor, and then I'll buy an identical product from another vendor, and all the promo packaging that comes with it is identical, except the name of the company. And the funny thing is that one product was $2 more than the other product. It's like, well, I like that, but this one's $2 cheaper, I find it. And so that happens so often on Amazon as well. And so you have to very much be your own advocate there as you go through and buy things on Amazon, you know, to make sure that you're not being cheated. And that's a challenge, but it's worth the research to make sure that you're not being cheated. The other thing, yeah, that's really the kind of the whole ball of wax there, is that be careful out there. And that's true of any site, because any site that relies on reviews, you have to be careful about, because you want to make sure that you're not being cheated and you want to make sure you're going to get what you're getting. And yeah, that's what I wanted to say about Amazon. Now, I'm doing a shorter episode tonight because I am packing up for an adventure. And I wanted to say next week's episode is going to be very different. First of all, it's not going to be live, but it will be on at 8 o'clock Eastern time on Tuesday next week. So there will be an episode pre-recorded. I have a very, very, very special guest. Somebody who I've been trying to get on the show for a while now. And she agreed to go on the show. And you are going to love that episode. We talk about smart gadgets. We talk about smart homes. Echo and Google Mini. And just the craziness that all these smart gadgets ensue in a house. It's my wife. My wife is going to be on the podcast next week. I don't want to talk right now, Echo. Thank you. Don't be jutting into my conversation, Echo. I'm telling you, I don't want to talk right now. No. Anyway. She's so insistent. Echo, cancel. She's been trying all day to sell me stuff. I'm just telling you. She's a spy, and she's trying to sell me stuff. So be aware of that. All right. I want to thank everybody coming. I know you're saying, man, this is a short episode. Notice that guy can't stop talking. But I am going on an adventure. Going to take a few days off the grid and away from cell phone devices if I can. Hopefully you find a way to do the same. We've been trapped in our houses. COVID's not over, but it's close enough. We'll just have to do the best we can. Hopefully you've been vaccinated or practice social distancing and masking up out there as you go visit the world. And so, thanks, yeah, thanks, yeah. Big Red, you missed a lot, man. You missed a lot. You may have to go watch the replay. I am so sorry. You missed it. We talked about updating Chrome right now. Just as soon as you get off of here, go update Chrome. And then, by the way, Amazon reviews might be fake, so you need to go watch that. So, yep, that's smart gadgets concern me a little more about them. Yeah, you know, they're all spying on us to a point, but at the same time, they're really fun. Anyway, thank you so much for coming by. I really appreciate everybody that came by tonight. Mommy God, Last String of Pros, thanks for support, man. You guys are awesome coming by. Also, Sarah, thank you. Thank you for coming by, and thank you for all those who gave a thumbs up. I didn't do all the stuff I'm supposed to do, like, you know, hey, tell you to subscribe to my channel. Subscribe to my channel. Hit the like button. Hit the bell. Anytime I've got a new episode or a new video, you will get alerted and let you know. And also, I absolutely love comments and questions. I do respond to every single comment that's left. It's left on my YouTube channel. And also, just want to say I am out there on social media. I am Tech Troublemaker. That's Tech Trouble MKR, again, because Twitter would not send me the other two vowels. So Tech Trouble MKR. I'm also down on Facebook. One day I may change my name here. Who knows? I've been thinking about it. I haven't decided. The world keeps saying change it. Then the other side of the world says don't change it. And then some people say don't go trying to change just to please me. All right. Thank you so much for watching. Have a great week, great weekend, and we're out of here.
This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson.
It's a wrap.
Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.